are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, all employees are required by law to adopt disciplinary rules, right? Rules that establish the standard conduct required of their employees. Now, additionally to this, it is further prescribed that employers should progressively attempt to correct the behavior of employees by issuing warnings from time to time after any offense before resorting to measures such as dismissal or termination of the contract. Now, in this conversation, we will talk about the effect of expired warnings and whether such warnings can be considered in determining appropriate sanction for further similar conduct. And joining us in this discussion is Silinduguza Nxasa, who joins us now on the line. Good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Yes, good afternoon to you as well, and welcome.
Thank you so much. I trust that we find you well on this Thursday.
Thank you, sir, and I hope you are well as well.
No, we're okay. We're okay. Thank you. Thank you, by the way, for taking the time to talk to us and just alerting us, educating us, making us aware so that we can be legal wise, especially about this particular topic. We appreciate you joining us.
It's always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. Now, we are looking at issues of warnings. What is the purpose? Maybe let's start there. Of warnings, and should they be punitive in approach, or can actually that the purpose be that they are corrective and trying to address and educate and be a remedy?
Yes, sir, there are two purposes of warnings. First of all, it should be progressively corrective. Yeah, meaning that it has to affect the employee now to be better in terms of textual or previous behavior. So that is the first purpose of the warning, that is to correct the employee from his or her wayward behavior. Then the second one is to, the first one I said is to progressively correct. So the second one is to sanction the employee now, or to deter him or her from
Do we have you on?
Behavior.
Okay, not sure what happened to that line there. Let's see if we can try and reestablish it so that we can have our conversation. We are currently chatting to Silinduguza Nxasa, who is talking to us as a legal expert. And our focus today in our legal segment on life matters is trying to understand if expired warnings can be utilized in terms of using them as a basis for dismissal. They expired. Are they still valid? Or can we say, no, these have been ruled out? Sir, do we have you on the line now?
Yes,
sir. Mr. Lamanza, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We got cut off earlier on. I'm not too sure what had happened there. You were talking to us about the two purposes of a warning, one being the progressive correction. You were addressing the second item there on the reason why warnings exist.
Yeah, the second one is to sanction the employee now.
Okay.
Give an appropriate sanction for what the employee has committed for his illicit conduct.
Mm-hmm.
So to give a sanction and to deter the employee from committing further unwanted conduct.
All right. Now, do these warnings, once they are issued, how long are they valid? Do they expire? And once they expire, do they get removed from the file, or do they get kept there even though they expired?
Yes, it depends on the expiry date, which was set on the warning itself.
Okay.
Now, so there's no prescribed time to say that this warning should last for how long in terms of the law. So it depends on the prescribed time, which was stipulated by the employer from case to case. So in terms of the law, it is not mandatory that the employer must discard the warning.
Okay. So even if it's expired, he can retain or she can retain it in the file?
Yeah, it must be retained in the file for record purposes.
Okay.
Whatever happens, the record will be clear and available, or readily available as needed.
Are there warnings that can be perennial, like always standing, so they don't have an end date, they don't have an expiry date, or by law they should have a termination point?
In terms of the law, there should be a stipulated time at which they will expire.
Okay. Quite fascinating. Now let's address those warnings that are retained in the file, even though they're expired. Can these warnings be taken into account when an employee is charged with the same illicit conduct, do they bring into account to say, no, actually, when 17 years ago, you once did this thing again?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that the warning now cannot be considered for future purposes.
Okay.
Because they are there for record purposes as well, so that the employer may or can consider them in the event that maybe the employee commits the same act or acts of misconduct, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the law, there's no stipulated time to say that, okay, after in the start of this time, this warning cannot be considered. So it can always be considered because it's there for record purposes.
Mm-hmm. So actually they can utilize this to say, no, you are not the first time offender. You once did this, even though the warning has expired.
Yeah, it can be utilized at any time. The law allows that. There are various cases, like in the case of Shoprite Checkers, Ramdo and others, where the court said that there's no fixed period for taking expired warnings into account. So we always rely on cases by the Labor Appeal Court, which is the court that deals with the labor issues at the highest level. So it's the court that develops the law from time to time. So we take principles from the court judgment. So the court say that there's no fixed time for taking into account expired warnings. So they can be taken into account, especially for aggravating circumstances or purposes. When the employer now wants to aggravate the circumstances of the employee, to say that, okay, you once did this, also like you have a track record of doing this, so meaning you have a propensity of behaving like this. So it can be taken into account when now the employer wants to sanction the employee.
The employee. But then what would be the case, what would be the case then of having this warning expire if in essence, according to what you're saying to us, is that it's still in effect, even if it's expired?
No, it's not in effect. If it is expired, then it's not in effect, but it can be considered for aggravating purposes, as I've stated earlier, just to say that, okay, you have a propensity of behaving like this, so meaning this is just in your nature to behave like this. So it's just to aggravate the circumstances of the employee now, when coming into an appropriate sanction, be it a dismissal or whatever the case might be.
Maybe what I'm trying to say is, what's the difference? Should, let's say, there are two warnings, one that is still in effect and one that is expired, what difference do they make when they're being called to assist or supplement a new aggravation or new challenge that the employer is raising against this employee? What would be the difference between these two, one that's still in effect and one that's already expired but yet can be called in to give evidence?
Yeah, the effect is the same, because evidence will be led to say that you once behaved like this in 2009, and then, okay, even though it expired, but now there's still an ongoing, or there's still a warning.
Standing
that is
one,
still,
yeah.
Yeah, it has been in place, but you have aggravated this as well. So it's still, they're both applicable, just to show the propensity of the employee, also their behavior in behaving in a certain
way. Yeah.
So for aggravation purposes, they both have the same effect in the same for the same purpose.
Let's say maybe they are different, though. So perhaps I get a warning for pilfering, for example. I take company pens, and then I then get another warning for being late. Do they speak to each other? Can they say, no, this employee is in the habit of breaking company conduct, or because they are not related, so to speak, the one cannot be called to speak to a hearing that I'll be in?
Yeah, each case must be heard according to its own merit.
Right.
So if they are not related, they may not be necessarily have the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
However, for purpose of determining misconduct, then misconduct is misconduct irrespective of the circumstances or the nature of the misconduct. So they may he consolidated to say that, okay, this person has behavioral problems, even though now the weight now may be different now because it's different circumstances or different misconduct.
No, nice and clear, nice and clear. No, thank you so much. Now, what would be your counsel that you'd want to leave perhaps somebody listening in who is an employee regarding issues, regarding warnings, surrounding warnings and what they might have thought before?
Yeah, I think we must adhere to warnings and not take anything for granted, especially in the workplace, because normally as employees, employees do take things for granted, and my counsel would be that you must always adhere to the company rules, and if you have been given a warning, try by all means not to repeat the same offense or any other offense for that matter, because these things will haunt you in the end, because they will be used to aggravate your sanctions in the event that you are facing disciplinary proceedings.
Certainly, certainly. Does it follow you, maybe if you change companies? I'm thinking maybe that the HR of the new business or the new institution you're joining, can they request to say, hey, can I have the company file for this person and see what their conduct was like?
Not necessarily. That's not necessary. But in the event that they would do that. But I don't think it would be admissible.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Because now you are in another institution now, so they have to deal with the medical care according to its development.
No, nice and clear, nice and clear. Well, my brother, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. Any final thoughts as we wrap up today's education awareness segment?
Yeah, you're welcome, sir. No, that would be all for today.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much for having me.
No, only a pleasure. Only a pleasure. Truly appreciate your coming through. Until we chat again next time, keep well and stay blessed.
You too, sir.
Thank you. That is my brother there, Mr. Silinduku Zanxasa, who is joining us this afternoon as we were looking at matters pertaining to warnings, right? If you've received a warning regarding any misconduct, any illicit behavior that the company frowns upon, be careful, because even though the time has lapsed on that warning, it is almost still binding, and it can be called upon to say, no. This one, you once did this, it's 5 years ago and it was only lasting for 6 months, but here you are repeating again. It seems like unokudelelanyana. Be careful, it can come back to haunt you, is what the legal experts are saying today.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.